We on Daf Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph. We'd just like to mention there's a Machlokes HaRishonim by the Gilyonis. The Gemara clears a Shaila what Halacha applies to the Gilyonis. And from Rashi it seems the Shaila is the Gilyonis that are Mechubar on a Sefer Torah and the Ksav was Nimchak. So the Shaila is, but since the Gilyonis were Niskadish, the Shastik Sida, so it could be the Kedusha remains on them, even though the Ksav was Nimchak. They did not change from before. Taisvis and Megillah, Rabbi Kevege brings down a Taisvis and Megillah is Chaylik on the Oruch. What will be if the Gilyonis will be cut off from the Sefer Torah? His Taisvis holds, Gilyonis that are cut off are similar to a Ksav that was Nimchak. It's also the same Shaila. That there was a Ksav that was Mekadish the Gilyonis, and now the Sibbe falls off, but Lagabi the Gilyonis could be their remembered to Shosom. So they have the same Aloha, Ksav that was Nimchak, and who Adin Gilyonis that were cut off. The Oruch holds, that the Gilyonis that were cut off from the Sefer Torah, they zicha don't have any Kedusha whatsoever. Toshima, ha-Gilyonim shel Maila v'shel Mata, shebein Parsha le-Parsha, shebein Daf le-Daf, shebetchilas ha-Sefer, shebesayif ha-Sefer. These were all the mokim, the mekaymes ha-chlokim, the empty spaces, which were left over for the Noi HaSeifa, mitamin es hayadai. So if a person touches the Seifa, b'mokim ha-cholok, b'mokim ha-gilyoin, so it's mitamin es yadai. So we see that it still has a kedusha. So the Gemara says, dilma agab Seifa Torah shanif. If here we're speaking about that the Seifa Torah is noch kayem, so agav sefer Torah, so then the Gilyon is zichev kedusha. Let us see Rashi. Shebetchilas haSefer v'shebesayif haSefer shekulon hayu ksuvim kemegila kesefer Torah. All the svarim were written like a megila kesefer Torah. V'amrinim b'babasa b'perek kameh. How was the sefer Torah written? Roishai kedei logel omid. In the beginning of the Sefer, there was an omud, so they left over a mokim cholok to cover the omud at the beginning. And Sefer, and the Sefer of the Sefer, there was no omud there, the way we have in our Sifrei Torah. No, the whole Sefer, there was left over a mokim cholok kedei logel hekev lahakev kolakrach. That the whole Sefer was covered by a cloth that was completely empty. So that is the Mokim HaGilyon B'Tchilas HaSefer, G'day Log HaLomid, and the Mokim HaGilyon B'Sefer Sefer, the Mokim HaCholok B'Sefer Sefer, G'day Log HaHekev LaHakev Kolakra. So it says, Mitame Es HaYodayim Im Nogaboy, if he first touched the Mokim HaGilyon, and then later the Noga B'Trume, Paisla the Mixeris Yutres Dovari. So the Gemara answers, Dilme Agab Sefer Teirisham. Shalai Nimchak Ksava Sefer. Since the Ksava Sefer was not Nimchak, Ela Kulai Kai. So the Ksava is Kai. Vizeh Nogabir Gulyoinam. So this already is, it's not a Kedusha Atzmi, it's like it's bottled to the Sefer. Vechimi Boi Lon. The Shaila of our Gemara, if the Gilyonis have a Kedusha, if Yematzil and the Gilyonis, the Nimchak HaSefer, when the Sefer was Nimchak, the Ein Kan Kedusha, Elo Mishum Gilyon Sheshim Shebay Dekayim. The whole Kedusha is, since before it had a Teiris Gilyon, so this Teiris Gilyon should remain. So Mamela, so you can't, that is our Shaila, so Mamela you can't be Poshet. You can't be poishet from this halach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshema, ha-gilyoinim v'sifrei minim. Ein matzilen oison mipnei hadleike. You're not matzal mitnei adleike, elo nisrofin bim kaima. Hein v'asker oiseya. My lav gilyoinim, the Sefer Torah. So he's speaking about two cases over here, Sifrei Minim and Sifrei Minim, but gilyoinim l'chayre means gilyoinim of a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, loy gilyoinim the Sifrei Minim. We're speaking about the gilyoinim of Sifrei Minim. So Rashi's Gil says, v'sifrei minim gufayu matzilin. You're not matzil the sifrei minim. So why does it tell us the gilyoinim of the sifrei minim? So the Gemara answers, hachi kama, v'sifrei minim areihein ki gilyoinim. It's very unclear how this fits into the lashon of the Baraisa. Ha-gulyaynim v'sifreiminim, sifreiminim are equivalent to gulyaynim, which means equivalent to a klaf cholof. Let us see Rashi. Sifreiminim, misholsim la'avoy v'zoreh. V'kosfu lam teire nevi'im ksuvim ksav ashuris v'loshen ha-kodesh. The Piskei Arid says, maybe Rashi was censored a little bit. The Piskei Arid says, they were people that were mishtamid. They were yidden, started by the Zohar, they were yidden that were mishtamid, and that's Sifrei Minim. They wrote Faker, they wrote Sifrei Toiret, they were missionaries. Oh, Sheto, Acher, Samahanach, Acher, and Ishtamdu, because for them, Kisvei Kodesh. That is Sifrei Minim. Al-Kapodim, we have to remember that Rashi learns Pshat, that Sifrei Minim means V'kosfu lahem, because Taisvus has a different Pshat, that's Nimtza Etzlo. Rashi learns Pshat, Sifrei Minim, V'kosfu lahem Teire, Nevi'im Ksuvim, Ksav Ashuris, V'loshen HaKodesh. V'Sifrei HaMinim Gufayu Matzilin, B'tmiya. So the Gemara answers, Sifrei HaMinim, Arei Hen Ki Gilyoinim, Ki Klofim Chalokim, Shalai nichtav bahem me'oilam. It is very unclear how the Gemara is saying pshat and the Baraisa. I mean, if it's telling me the halacha, it says sifrei minim ematzil nois midead leike. Why does it have to tell me a moshel sifrei minim harein kilgulyoinim? The loshna Baraisa is very schwer. And why does it have to give me mishalim if he's telling me halachas already? It is very unclear what the teretz of the Gemara is. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Ha-gilyoinim v'sifrei minin ein matzilin oisam mipnei hadleike. That is the svar of the Tanakhama. You're not matzil. Rabbi Yaisi yoimer b'choyl koyder eso as koresh ben v'goinzon. If it is choyl, so one cuts out the haskoris, and that is goyness, Bahashar Sirfon. And the rest of the sefer you burn. The Askoris your goyness, and the rest of the sefer you burn. Omar Abtarfen, Akapeya Chesbonai, Shim Yavoyu Liyodi, Shani Esraif Oysom Ves Askoris Shebohem. Saloshin Klol, Aloshin Shvue, Kapeya, Aloshin Yibi Mekabel, He'll kill this Bonov, Shim Yavoyu Liyodi, that if he won't do such a thing, that means he'll zicha do such a thing. Shim Yavoyu Liyodi Shani Esraif Oysam Be'es Askorishebe. That he wouldn't be so frum like Rabbi Yossi to be Kaiser the Askoris, he'd burn the Askoris also. Shafilu Odom Reidef Achav Lohergoi. Really means to say, Shafil Adam Reidef Achai Lohergoi. If a person will chase me, it's Negeya Pikuach Nefoshes. V'nochosh rotz lahakishoy is nichnas lebeis avay dezore vein nichnas lebotayim shalaylo. I would be mad for myself in a beis avay dezore, but not lebotayim shalminim. Shahalolu makirin v'kaifrim. These minim, these missionaries, they are makirim, the makiris the rabbi nishlaum v'kaifrim. Alolu ain makirim v'kayfim. Hashenkim daiv de avay dezora. They were nizgadu like that. And they think that's the correct thing. So memela v'aleim akosav oimer v'acher hadeles v'amezuze Samta Zechreinech. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, Koidel Choytei Chatichei Saklaf, Mekoyim Hashem. Shafilo Roidef Odom Lohergoy Alatzmai Komara. Someone will be chasing me. Shalolo. Nochim Ha'oivdim Avoide Zore. Ein Inon Makirem. They don't know any better. Shrei bekach godlu, bekach lomdu avaisam. So on them, there's no taina on what they are doing. But lemaise, by these minim, is the yoidim v'koifrim. Va'achar hadeles v'amezuzos samto zichoinech, zikorinu biyodecha. You remember, you still remember the Yediyas HaTorah, ve'ena shchuch olacha, ela shishlachta oisi achrei hadeles. That's yoidim reboinam emiskavnam libreboi. So memela, so therefore, he holds if they have a sefer Torah, the haskaris also don't have any chashivas whatsoever, he'd burn it together with the sefer Torah. Omar Rabbi Yishmoel, kal v'chayma, Uma lase shalom ben ish le ishtoy amra teire shmi she nichtav bekdushe yimoch al amayim, that it is kedai to be moichik the shem by a seite in order to lase shalom ben ish le ishtoy halalu shematilim kine ve'eva v'sachas ben yisrael avim shebashamayim. These minim who are creating kina ve'eva v'sachos, they're missionaries and they're marshal yidden, al achas kamo v'kamo. It's zicher, so it seems he agrees with Rab Talfin. One could zicher b'seiref d'shem. There's no iser of mechikas Hashem. Ba'aleyem omar David, aloy mesanecho Hashem esno, uviskay memecho eskoitot, Tachla sinis anesim loivim hoyuli. The Rif and the Ein Yaakov wants to say, L'chayra, what is the machloikis? What is the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Talf? And both of them say the same thing. So he wants to say that Rabbi Shmuel is a bigger makel than Rabbi Talf. Rabbi Talf says, Ani esreif oisam ves askorish ebehem. I wouldn't be matzrich to be koider the askoris. I'd burn it together with the askoris. But what would be if the askoris were cut out already? So then, according to Rab Talfin, he wouldn't burn it. Ani esreif oisam ves askorish ebehem. The askoris that are together, that means I wouldn't take the time out to cut out each askore. I'd burn everything. But if they were cut out already, then it would be going to Taskoris. He wants to say Rabbi Shmuel holds that Afilu the Askoris are cut out already, he would be Ma'abed the Askoris. And he said that is Pshat and the Posik. That's what there's a Bezundere Inyan to be Moichik the Shemis. Shemis that were written through Amin. So Memele, there's no Kedusha whatsoever. And he says, that is Pshat in the Pasuk. Kalei misanecho Hashem esno. So l'chei reitain is the Hashem is, how does it come in between misanecho and esno? It should have said, alei Hashem misanecho esno. Misanecho Hashem esno. That is the Hashem come in. And then if it's speaking on the misanecho, which is a loshen rabim, it should have said a loshen rabim esnoim. So he wants to say that he brought this pasuk alay misanecho. If afilah Hashem esno, the Hashem that was written from the misanecho, it's also esno. So memela, there's no chshivis at all with the Hashem. So memela, he would burn it afilu. It was kadur from the sefer Torah. Uchashem she'ein matzilin oison mipnei hadleike. And just like we are not matzil, the sifrei minim from hadleike, kach ein matzilin oison, loy min ha-mapoiles, v'loy min ha-mayim, v'loy mi dovo ha-ma'abdo. Let us see Rashi. Shahalolo nachim oiv dem oizayin anu mekir mishrei bekakol. Yeah, this we said already. Kachem etzilan oison afilu b'chayil. So he's telling us, just like by Shabbos, you're not matzul. Kachem etzilan oison b'chayil loy min amapoylis v'loy min amayim v'loy midovar hama'abdo. Is we'll see l'chayre in Taisus what the chiddush is. What is the chiddush? Kachem etzilan oison afilu b'chayil. Let us see Taisus. Sifrei minim. I'm a Rabtalfen. So Rabtalfen holds that you burn them together with Askoris. Is Oimari, so the Ri learns not like Rashi. Rashi learns that it is speaking about that Sifrei Minim Rashi says Klo v'kosvu lahem. Oimari the Mairu benimtzu biyad minim. It is speaking about that we find the Sefer Torah biyad minim, and we don't know who wrote it. So there's a suffix. Maybe a Yid wrote it. We don't know. Maybe a Kosher Yid wrote it. The E Kosvon Min Ha'omah BePerik Hashelayach Nimtzo BeYad Min Yigones Kosvay Min Yisorif V'Doichik Loimer Da'osi Kerab Tarfen U'Doloi Kerabonon V'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds it's not Yisorif. There it says, Kosvo min Yisorif. And here we have a machloikis. Rabbi Tav and Rabbi Shmuel hold Yisorif. But Taisus holds Rabbi Yosi in the Chachomim. Don't hold Yisorif. This is only Rabbi Tav and Rabbi Shmuel shtik Torah. And there it says, Kosvo min Yisorif. So therefore Taisus holds that Kosvo min everyone holds Yisorif. Now here we're speaking about Nimtzo biyad min. So fakir, so there the Gemara says, Nashe Leich Yigonez. That could be, that's the Svar of the Chachamim. And here, Rab Tav and Rabbi Shmuel holds a fellow Nimtza B'Yadmin, that there's a suffix, that it could be that it was written by Yisrael Kosher, it's also Yisorit. The Chodesh Aviv wants to say, I mean, if it's speaking about Nimtza B'Yadmin, so, I mean, Vinish, how could you burn it? Maybe Taki, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. So he wants to say a gewaldike chiddush, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that a kosher Sefer Torah shen nichnas l'shus min is poka kedushosei. That gufa, that it's under their jurisdiction, it's by them, so the Sefer Torah loses its kedusha. So therefore it's Yisorif. Amoyredike chiddush. Kach ein matzilen oison loy min amayim. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is you're not matzul, not just like you're not matzul mina dleike, so you're not matzul mina mayim also. The loy time. So Tais explains the chiddush. Tavke mina dleike ein matzilen bishum di shoris lei osi lechabuye. Be'emison is doch hazoi. Be'emison, we heard later in the Mishnah says you only matzul sholei sudis to bring it back, and you can have to take it out only to a mokim that's mu'urit. So the Gemara asks, so what is the chiddush? Why can you, and it's poshit, and why can you only be matzul sholosh sudis? So the Gemara says, because we're afraid. If it'll be permitted to be matzul from a dleike, and he'll be involved in the hatzola from the dleike, he might go and be mechaba the dleike. So therefore, chazal wa machma, by sudis, and they said, the minimum amount that he needs, he's permitted to be matzel. But more than that, he's not permitted to be matzel. To ensure us that he won't be in ganz eingetan in the natzola from the dleike, so he won't go and be mechaba the dleike. That's what the Gemara says. Aber bei Emerson by Kisvei Kodesh, here it says two chidushim by Kisvei Kodesh. One chidush is by Kisvei Kodesh, matzel Kisvei Kodesh. And here there's no shear. If this is 20 Kisvei Kodesh, a matzel ton 20 Kisvei Kodesh. And by Kisvei Kodesh, they weren't geyser. By Kisvei Kodesh, they weren't geyser, that it will be Isaac and the Hatzoli might come to be Mechaber. That's one chiddush of Kisvei Kodesh. The second chiddush of Kisvei Kodesh is, we're going to have in the next Mishnah, that you're, and Rashi said in our Mishnah, that you're permitted to take it out even to Amokim Sheinei Mourit. That means, so there's a heter. So the etzem atzolid is a heter, yinat chai yishtu ma'osi lechbuye. And there's also a heter of a hitzor, yoiv anisa darabonan, avopi kem b'mokim kisvei kodesh is mut. So the Mele, so now we'll appreciate the Chiddush. So just like you're not matzel, just like you're not matzel, min adleikim, so you're also not, because by dleike, there's another problem involved. There's a problem to ma'asila chabuye. Ela filaycha dleike lemigzamidi, asala taltalon loitzion, bach seife kerabonon, the Rabtar from the Yitzchak, according to Rabtar from its portion. But according to the Rabbonon, it's telling us a Chiddush. So the Chiddush is that we're not matzel, even though there's no gzeire by minamayim, v'lemidova ma'avdom, there's no gzeire dil ma'osi l'chabuye, afal pikein, we are still not matzel. But the Sfasemis is medayik from Teisvis, that Teisvis is epis chaylik on Rashi. Rashi says, "Kachem metzilu noisa nafilu b'chayil." So Rashi weiß doch, is verkehrt. Could be Rashi also held like that is a chiddush in ein metzilu mivnei hadleike. That means just like in Hamatzel Shabbos, even though by Shabbos there's this other coolness involved, dumasel chabuye, it is a hitzob b'makim sheinim uriv. Is b'chayil we don't have these coolness. Avol piken you're not matzel. That is the chiddush. Why does he have to speak about different mishalim? This type of business. If he wants to be mavdal between Shabbos and Chol, it's a bissel modness. He could have said, "Kumei sheim atzilim b'Shabbos, kachem atzilim b'Chol." We have to know why he mentioned different tziyurim. He could speak about the same tziyur and be mavdal ben kodesh l'Chol. Taisva seems to learn that we're speaking about everything. Is speaking about Shabbos. Alafila heicha deleke migzel lemigzamidi osa letaltalon ulahaytzion. So Taisus Vaisus is only speaking about Shabbos. Also, the Taltalon, Ulohi Tzion. He says, by Chil could be your Amatzel. You should be Matzel Pake. Only in Shabbos you're not Matzel. Because Shabbos there are coolers involved. So Memele, here it's also the Taltalon, Ulohi Tzion. But could be the Chil, according to Taisus, you could be Matzel. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Boy minei Rav Yosef Barchonin Mirav Abo. Hani Sifri Devei Avidon. Matzilen oisam ipnei adleike oi ein matzilen. Devei Avidon, so Rashi says, Sforim shekosvu lahem haminim lisvakeyach im Yisrael. Umokem shemisvakrim sham korilei bei Avidon. The Oruch says, it's a little different, Rashi says, Minim wrote it. The Oruch says, Chotzer Yidu al Melochim, V'yesh bo Sifrei Chochmois Mikol Umois, V'yesh bo Sifrei Teire Nevi'im Aksuvim, V'ein Yidu al Mikosvam Im Yisrael, Oizulosam, he learns, I says, Lamaise, it's like Nimsa Etzlam. Rashi Vaisis again, that it's not, that they wrote it. Shekos v'lem aminim lisvakeyach im Yisrael. It's a mokem, it's, the Yaivit says, Dachsach Mir, it was a mokem, it was, a place where religion was discussed, halachas were discussed. It wasn't exactly, made for minus, it was a pesazoya, an intellectual place where these religious inyanim were discussed in Misvakeyach. So what halacha do these forum have? Ein v'lav v'raf yebiyode. He didn't know. Sometimes he said, perhaps you could be matzel, could be you're not matzel. Rav loy ozol abey avidim. Rav wouldn't go to abey avidim to be Misvakeyach with them. The Cholshkein, this Bay Avidim in Emerson was a part of a place. It was a library or something. It wasn't, it was a place for intellectual discussions. The Cholshkein le Bay Nitzalfi. Bay Nitzalfi was also like a library for intellectual discussions, but Bay Nitzalfi was a base of Avodah Zarah. Shmuel lebei nitzarfi leozel, lebei avidin ozel. To the bei avidin he did go. Omru le l'rove, and to Rove, the people of the bei avidin, my time leozis lebei avidin. They asked Rove, why don't you come? I mean, all the chachamim are there, so you should also come to represent your religion. Omar lohu dikle planye ike beuche vekoshali. So Rashi says he was matcha them bekash. Let us see Rashi. Ein veloi zimna namalai ein zimna namalai loi lebei nitzalfi avay dezore vekashma. Vekoshali, he says it's difficult sheshayroshan nasa gavshushis, that it was very bumpy up there because of a dekel. It was difficult traveling there. Lechoysam bekashba. He didn't want to see this one to push at the people here that he was fighting with. So Memele, he told them it's difficult. Amrulei, so they told them, Naakre, listen, we really would appreciate that you would come. If you have problems, so we'll call a bulldozer and we'll get rid of this deckle. So he told them, Nachater, it's Tuchte Koshali. What's Hirashi? Amrulei na'akre, koshali duchte, shetei sham gume. You take a bulldozer, so it will still be bumpy. Inami nesisi v'koshali reichoi. It's not v'choze. Shehoyu misyorim rav v'rove mileches lebei avida. There was a sakona to go there. Shema mitev sheyisvakhu yam doleim v'yahargu. It was, they had ways of convincing people that they're right. So the mice was a shayla of sakonis nefoshis, so memeila as a chayskidret. Ma barav Yosef omar, ano minayu ano. Makirai heim, I know them. He had nothing but to worry about. Veloy mistafina minayu. So Rav Yosef went, Rav Yosef had nothing but to worry about, as a chnishkishokim. Mephoshim say Shmuel was also, Shmuel was a big doctor we had before. He's also respected. That's where Shmuel also went. Shmuel's a rechmuk kishchakim from Zay. Aber zimne chada ozel boil iskune. But he once went and he, Baruch Hashem, he got out with his life, but it was hakonis nefoshes. So memela, the moral of the story is, hal tiftachu beven odom, that, the goyim. Maybe they were minim also, kaponim, you can't trust them. Look to Gemara weiter. Ima shalom deviso de Rabbeleza, achosei de Rabban Gamliel. She was Rabbeleza's wife and Rabban Gamliel's sister. Havoi ahu filosufe bishvibusei. In their neighbor there was a filosufe. Now before we turn the page, let us find out what the taisha filosufe is. So Rashi says, min. Taisva says, filosofe, min, ki de perish bekunteres. Rabbeinu shama me Yehudi echot shebo mi eretz Yovan, fa omar de beloshen Yovan, pelusfus hu doid hachochme. Weiss, Taisva says, it's a title of a chiker, of a doirish, of a chocham. Vis de garsi filosofe. What's filosofe? This is an alter letz. Uloshin lotzen sechoik. Kedama ba'iche rabosi, de poli biudoi perish sochak venis leitze. So filosofe means he's an alter letz already. From the jüngere Jahren is a shayna letz. Filosofe. Al kaponim, so we have a three pshotim who this person was. Ba'vishokil shmo deloi mekabel sheikhte. He was mefarsim, that he was a dying mistome, that he doesn't take sheichet. Avishakl shmodle mikabel sheichet, the moitzi olof shem sheni mikabel sheichet mi bali dinin haboyim lefono, vahoyim mikabel beseisa. But that was tamazoi, it was mefalsam that, aber lemaisi was mikabel. Bo lachuche be. So, Saime Shalem and her brother Ram Gamliel wanted to make litzonis from him. That means they wanted that the people should know who he really is. So they came to him for the entire. A'ayli le'ishrago de davo ba'ozol l'kame. So she sent him a golden menorah ba'ozol l'kame.
The Marsha says she didn't give it to him yet. She just showed it to him that he should know what to expect. Amralei, so she told him, so she came with Rabbi Gamliel, Ba'inon the Niflagili Benichsei the Veinashi. I want to have a chelik in the Nechosim Yashin from my parents. She's a sister with Rabbi Gamliel. She wants to get a chelik. Amalu Plugu. Gerech? You have to take a divide in Nechosim. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel told him, Sivlon Bemokim Bra Bratalei Tiris. We have a Messiah. That when there's a son, the daughter doesn't yarshin. Om alei min yoyme de galison min adachain is natilis a reise de moishe. That was only when you were in Eretz Yisrael, so then these laws apply. But since you went in Golos already, is natilis a reise de moishe, vishihivas sifra achiti. It's already different swarm already. The different svarim, it says a different anhoge. That they yarshin together. Bro, brato, kechode yalto. Lamocha, the next day, hoder ayelei ihu chamre lube. When he came to the dintere, so he brought in a Libyan donkey. And he showed him that you'll get the donkey if you know how to pass it. Omalahu. So now this philosopher said that Shefilis Lesefe de Sifre. I looked all the way in the back. I looked on the table of contents already. Because of Bay, there it says, Ano Leila Mifchis Mine Reise de Moshe Asisi, Leila Sufi Ale Reise de Moshe Asisi. There it says at the end that that's already the Hagoyis, the Sefer of the Sefer, that he doesn't want to chep with Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. I looked at the end already. No state saying that the Chamor did it. That Brata Loitiris. Amrolei, so she told him, she said that you should enlighten us with remember the menorah. I mean, nahir nahirich kishrage. You should enlighten the situation over here. Amar lo Rav Gamliel also chamra botash lishrage. No, the chamir threw down the menorah already. So the whole scenario was to show the oilam that he's a fake. Bekitza. That's the poshet pshat over here. Zakt Rashi. Amalei filosufel am gamliel miyayme de galison. So memele, there's a different side of it. Shvilis kol seif dovo hu tachte shaloi. B'shaich lameime shvilis le seif. Nahoyr nahoyroch kishrage. Haner oyrecho kishrage. You should enlighten us like a menorah. Rimza shenosno loy menorah b'shaicha. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Osa Chamro Ubotcha, the Chafasai Laores. Kleimer, Anine Tzachti, Vishaycha. I brought a better Shaycha. Vakel, Kedeshe Yishmu, Hamis Asmim Shom, Nablusai, Umihu. Zuck the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah that Emibnei Ma Ein Kairin, that there's a difference between Nevi and Miksuvit. So Rashi had said in the Mishnah, the Moshchi Libe, that the Ksuvim are Moshe, or Bishabis, how you dershim drosha la bali batim shasukim bimloche kol yemaisachel, or Bishaycha drosha yemaisachel hilches iso veheta, so the Mela they asked to learn Ksuvim because since it's a Dava HaMoshech, the people were interested in the Ksuvim, they won't hear the Drosha. It is preferable for them to hear the Drosha because in the Drosha there was Hilchis Issa Veheta. Omara, so Rav explained the Issa of to learn Ksuvim. When is it also to learn Ksuvim Bizman Beis HaMedrash? when they're giving the drosha, some mail then the Chazal asked to learn suvim. Avo shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, shaloi bizman beis hamedrash kai. Then one is permitted to learn. When is man beis hamedrash? So Rashi says, bizman beis hamedrash, koidem achila hayu darshin. Before they sat down for the suda, they used to darshan. So then one should not be Isaac b'ksuda. Shaloi bizman beis hamedrash la'achar achila loy darsho mishum shikris. So memele. So then one is permitted to learn ksuda. That is what Rav holds. Ushmuel amar afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash ein koyim. Afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash is also ein koyim. Fragt die Gemorre, wenn doi asrei de Schmul habe, wenn doi poski sidre beksuvim de minchese de Shabbat. In Erdo, there used to be three koirim, and there used to be a mafter. But the mafter was not like the haftoire by after Shachis, there the koirim benevim. There used to be a haftoire in the after minche, and there they used to be koyre ksuvim. Aposki sidre beksuvim beminchese de Shabbat. So lochayre sevishtimtas. If Shmuel holds that they asel afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, so how could be in the do that they used to be oisik beksuvim? They used to there was asel the Shmuel. So the Gemara says ele yitma hachi yitma. They only asked to learn ksuvim b'mokim beis hamedrash. Avol shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash kairin. Shmuel omar bein b'mokim beis hamedrash bein shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash bizman beis hamedrash ein kairin. Shaloi bizman beis hamedrash kairin. Was the Shmuel time made him in a doi poski sidre de ksuvim b'minchas de Shabbat. So now it's very good. He says that Shmuel was also moide that shaloi bizman beis hamedrash. Bizman beis hamedrash was before the suda. Mincha was afterwards already. So memele, so mincha, they learned ksuvim. Now the machloikis, Rav Shmuel, we have a very interesting machloikis. Rav says they only asked in the beis hamedrash. Shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash kairin. So lechayre, what is the svara of Rav? Chayre the punfaker in the base medrash not in the base medrash they should ask he should come to the drosha in the base medrash is there already. So the chayde shavu wants to say to mahalchem to understand the svar of Rav. One mahalchi wants to say that by Emerson they were not chayish that he would not go to hear the drosha. The drosha was gishmak also. Binish to be he would go to the drosha, but they were afraid. When he was by the drosher ready, he might go and be Isaac and ksuvim also. He'll think he'll kill two birds with one stone. Be able to say the ksuvim and the drosher also. They didn't want that. They wanted that the complete concentration should be on the drosher. So therefore they asked ksuvim in the base medrash. Shaloi in base medrash, it's the zikha nothing but to worry about because the zikha come to the drosher. That is one mahalach in the chaydish of it. The second halach in the Chodesh Aviv, he wants to say as follows. That Shaloi b'mokim beis medrash, Shaloi b'zman beis medrash, they couldn't ask to learn ksuv. Why not? Because it would be a chuchet tlula. What if a person wants to eat then? What if a person wants to sleep then? So that Chazal didn't want to ask, even though it's Shaloi b'zman sude. But if you have a person that's hungry or a person that's tired, is they didn't make this like krishme, that it's also lechel kaidim sheikra krishme. They didn't give the drosha such a chayma. There's a inik Shabbos involved. Asher gedavent, and now if he's hungry or if he's tired, so let him go to sleep. They didn't give such a chayma that achila and shina is also. So he says if achila and shina is mutter, so but to learn is also, that's a chuchat lula. So Rav held that if you're not in the base medrash, they couldn't, since Achila and Shina, they couldn't asa, so they couldn't say that Limud Ksuvim is asa, and Achila and Shina is Mutter. So therefore they had to be Mata Achila B'Shina. Mashenk, and in the base medrash, there's no achila v'shina there, so memela, so there they could ask her, limud aksuvim, kriyas aksuvim. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel holds that Shaloi b'makim beis medrash, so that they ask for the taste. No. Shaloi b'zman beis medrash, everyone is moida that is mut. Rav Ashi yoma lo'ilom kidam orin mikore. No. Shmuel take asos afilu Shaloi b'zman beis medrash. Shmuel kerab Nechemya. The Sanya. And Nehemiah said, "Afal pisha amru kisvei hakodesh ein koyrin ben." First, it says the Brayis is false. Even though it's ein koyrin, avol shoinin ben v'dershin ben. It's not koyrin, but you could shoinin ben v'dershin ben. That means you don't learn shir hashirim, but the medrashim on shir hashirim, the drashes on shir hashirim, that you could do. The koyrin is moshe. The shine in that is permissible. Nitzrach leposik, if he needs a posik, maybe the roye boy. So that's in the Isser of Koyin. Now, Omer Rav Nechemya, mitnei ma omru kisvei ha-kodesh ein koyin ben, kedei sheyomru bekisvei ha-kodesh ein koyin v'choshkein v'shitrei hadyaitis. That the reason they asked of the kriya in kisvei ha-kodesh is not because they were afraid of bittul beis medrash. That's what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the time is al tzbitul beis medrash. Say nechanami, according to the Mishnah, so memel it's only yosa bizman beis medrash. Shaloi bizman beis medrash is takim muta. But Shmuel says, Shmuel is telling us das Rav Nechemya. And according to Rav Nechemya, the issa of kisvi hakodesh is that people make a kal b'chayma, b'kisvi hakodesh en kairin, kolshken v'shitrei hadyoytis. So, Mamela, if the Iser of Kriyas Kisvei HaKodesh is Gzeira Oto Shitrei Yadyaitis, so Mamela, Zman Beis HaMedrash is Lemal Olamay. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi. Zman Beis HaMedrash, Kaidam Achila Yudosh. Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMedrash, La'ach Achila Yudosh, Mishim Shikras. Piskei Sidra Biksubim, or Yigirgilim Rikloi Bebeis HaMedrash, Parsha Biksubim. Bemokim Beis HaMedrash, Shachom Shachom Doirish, Tahainu Bebeis HaMedrash. That's according to Rav, Avol Baum Kairim. And Shmurot, Bemokim Beis HaMedrash, Bizman Beis HaMedrash, Ein Kairim. Lefisha Mevatle Milelech, Eitzolot Doirish. Avol Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMedrash, Kein Lacha Achila, so there's nothing what they're going to miss. So then it's Koyrin. Shmuel, Doma, Lela, Falach, Achila, and Koyrin. Rav Nechemya, Omra, Lemilse, Yoza, Rav Nechemya. The last late time, Edein, Koyrin, Mishum, Bittu. Ela, Kedei, Sheyoymru, Kalbo, Chayma. Lishitre, Adyoytis. So, Memele, so that's the Svara. Now we understand why Shmuel, Asa, the Filu, Shaloi, Bizman, Beis, Amedrish, because the time is not Alts, Bittu. The time is to be meineya yidden from being koyre shitrei adyoytis. So lechayre we have here a problem. If that is the time, so what? So he invited the problem. So why ben ardoi poski sidra b'ksuvim? If he holds like Rav Nechemya, so memele, so why was it that they in ardo asra de Shmuel they used to be koyre ksuvim b'minchem? Umiyu Shmuel hinig bim kaimai kedivrei chachomin demasnissen, ta omri taime mishum bitul teire, hilkach lach achila de leke droshe keire. Sapsrashi is not clear. He says, even though Shmuel held like a Nechemya, but since there's a rabbin that hold that it's mutter, so Memela, for the Hamoy Nam, he was Meikel. I mean, he himself held its Asa, but for the Hamoy Nam, he was Meikel. Reminds me of the Maiser. They once a Maskel once came to the Beis HaLevin, and he told us, he only told us, Chumres, She says, no, he says, I'm a big mekel. She started to recognize the kulas. I hold you out to learn that at Tisha B'Av Nachatzos. He was telling him a whole bunch of kulas that he was mekel. So Memele does Eshet Azoy. Shmuel held Allah like Nechemia before the Amoyin Am. He was mekel. He can't be Matal on the Amoyin Am all the Chumas. He was mekel. They can take a lang subim after Chatzai. They can lang subim after the Zman Beis HaMedrash. The Ramban wants to say, one Karibiz and Rashi's Pshatais is because they're Rabbim, so the Mele, and the Moinam you could be Mele. He says a second Pshat that they didn't listen to him. He was a Machmer, he did Takna, he was hinting. Then there's a third Pshat that the Ramban brings down that that the Rashba says, that according to Rav Nechemya, there's no problem of that they were kairi ksuvim after mincha. Why? Mishum de inu rugili lebosar aftarte, the don shebo, behochi leka mishum shitre hadyoitis. That means it was, they asked kriya alone, kriya bekitzvei kodesh, if this one will be kairi kisvei kodesh, is this one will be kairi shitre hadyoitis. So therefore, they asked Kriya. But we had before in the beginning of the Bereish, and this is Masim Aftulu according to Rav Nechemya, Kisvei Koidish Ein Koirin Ben, Avol Shoinin Ben, Vedoshin Ben. They only asked Kriya. That means something, what you do with Shitre Adyoitis, that means, so they asked you should do it with Kisvei HaKoidish. If you read this, you shouldn't read Kisvei HaKodesh. But to learn Kisvei HaKodesh, that's Kriya is also. I will shine in them, but in them. If you're making an Asik of Limud out of it, that they never asked. Limud Kisvei HaKodesh is not daime to Kriya Shitrei Hadyotis. That you don't learn, you read it, but you don't learn. So Memele, so that's what the Rashba wants to say. That the Aftarte, what they learned in Ardoi, that was after the Kriya, they darshan from the Aftaira. So they learned the Aftaira, not they were Kairat Aftaira. So that, if according to Ram Nechemya, is Mutter. Zot Rashi, Shainim Behem, Kigoin Medrash, Shirashirem, Vikaheles, Shitri Hadyoites, Kigoin Shalcheshboines, which is also, Oy Igrois Hashluchois Limtsoi Chayfet. So Rashi throws in that one is not permitted to read letters. That's what Rashi says. Ushmuel the Omar Kirab Nechemye, Veloy Poligar the Rav. He says the last letters of the Gemara is he's not Choylik Amra. The Shapel Moy, the Dilamas Nis in the Mephorish Time, and Mimne Bittl Beis Amedrish, Koyrin Shaloy Bisman Beis Amedrish. There's no machloikas between Rav. According to the Mishnah, the Talmud is bitul beis hamedrash, so after the Suda, one is permitted to be koyre. That just is telling us that Rav Nechemya is choyre. Rav Nechemya holds that the reason of the Isser is gzeira to shitri hadyoitis. So, according to Rav Nechemya, there's no chilik between zman beis hamedrash or shaloi bezman beis hamedrash. Becholshken v'shitrei hadyoitis. Peirish bekunteris igreis. That letters are also wasa. V'teimo, de noagu ha'oilam likreis, b'ksav v'igreis ashluchim imokim lamokim. The minig ha'oilam, it says, we have it, there were geyser, kisvei ha'koidesh, otu shitrei hadyoitis, and Rashi v'avtarayim, that Igreis HaShluchis Limtzei Chayfetz is also also. So Vektach Taisvis, the Minika Olam is that they learn. Ule Taltalon Vadai Shari. By the Tiltal, that's Zichon O'Shaila, the Ruin Lotzer Apitz Luchis. But Al Kaponim, he says, here we have a Gemara, according to Rashi, that the Kri is also. And the Minika Olam is that the Kairi letters. The nire de lari, the loikari shitrei hadyoites, ala shitrei chayveis achayitze ben. Shitrei hadyoites, which is also, is only Shifrei Chayvetz. Aval Igrei Shari, Igrei Samuta. The Pa'omim Sheyesh Bahem Pikuach Nefesh. If a person gets a letter on Shabbos, so it could be it's very important. So Mamela, so it's Mutta. Ba'afilu Yaideya She'ein by Pikuach Nefesh. He knows that the letter is not Negeya Pikuach Nefesh. Mate Rabbeinu Tam. The Leihavi Shitri Had Yaitis. Kivin Shein Tzorich. Lamashe kosubba lafisha yedeya masha beigrois. He doesn't need it. Kivin saying tzorich lamashe kosubba. He's only reading it for enjoyment. He read it already. Vimeina yedeya shema yeshbay tzorich godel tipikuach nefesh v'shav. He says Rabbi Netan said memonoshet. If he knows what it said, and he read the letter once already, but now he wants to read over the letter to have a gishmak. So it's not daimet to shitrei hadyaitis. Shitrei hadyaitis is business shtoris, which he needs. That falls other into the category. Mr. Blur says the Thomas Oy Mishumim Tzay Chetzecha. He's Isaac in Minyani Mekach Hamemka. The Rambam says or Shema Yimchaik. But that's a different category in Gansan. That's something that he needs, so memele, so one cannot be medame igre. Igre doesn't fall into this category. Kiva does, it's not, does it won't get a shit with you. Kiva shein tzorich la mashe kosubo. Lefisha yedeh, mashe bigre. If he knows what it is, and just reading it for enjoyment, he doesn't need it. So memele tzmuta. Bimeinu yedeh, shemi yesh bei tzorich godo. The chain mashme bi yirishalmi. The kama mit neima in koirin bekisvei. Hakoidesh, mipnei shitrei hadyoitesh. Shim ato oimer loishe hu mutter, afu oimer ma bekachim es aseik bishtoroisai. So aseik bishtoris, that sounds business-like. That sounds like it says, mash medavke ke ein choivois ushtoris koma. That's es aseik bishtoroisai. To read a letter is not called an aseik. V'chein perish Rashi lekamon gabi gzeire shelo yikra b'shtori hadyoitois that here Rashi says the b'shitre mekach hamemka ko. V'chein egi b'perish ksav yodoi that what that igrois tamazoi igre sholom is muta. U'miyu oison milchomois aksuvim b'laz. But to read a history book that's aksuvim b'laz. We'll see in a minute, Bus Hatha Saksuvim Belaz. Niru l'Rabbeinu Yehuda the Osa Lain Ben. Here, Afilu Iyun is Osa. He doesn't even, because there's a Machlekes HaPoiskin. If we asked Kriye, Koirin, Ein Koirin, and here he says, Osa Lain Ben, Afilu Iyun is Osa. Legore mehod esanye, beperik shoyul, kos ksav shetachas hatsure badu yuknois, also, likreis behem b'shabbos. But there used to be pictures, and underneath the pictures there used to be a ksav that explained what the picture is showing us. So, memela, there it's also likreis behem b'shabbos. Chazal asa this. Could be also al tzgzeire mishum shitrei had yoitis. Vafilu b'choil lo yodari mi hita. How are you allowed to read such maises? Milchomis, what happened? The Havelik and Moshe Bleitzer. This episode is a Oysen Mulchome Saksuvim Belaz. But it's very interesting that he says Belaz. What's Wusl Zutado Belaz? So the Ramah in Simen Shin Zayin is Medaik from this Taisvis, the Davke Beloshin Laz Osa. Ava Beloshin Akkadish Shari. Da loshen ba'atzma yesh bei kedusha veloymed mimeno divrei Torah. That's how what the Ramah is medayik from this Taisvis, that even though it is speaking about Muhammad, it's speaking about Dvorim Betalim, history, which is not Negei at all. It's Moshech maybe, but it's not Negei. But Afke Belaz is also. But loshen ha-kodesh, da loshen ba'atzma yesh bei kedusha. The loymed mimenu divrei Torah. The lefizeh, so it comes out that an igeres sholim will also have a tzad heter. It will be written the loshen hakodesh. And as we mentioned before, there's a machloikis by Shitrei. By Shitrei had yaitis if Tavke Kri is also, or a fellow Ian is also. So, the Maisa with Machma, a fellow by Ian, by Shitrei had yaitis. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Matzilin tika sefer ima sefer, vetika tfilin ima tfilin. That you had here a tikka sefer, and in the tikka was mois, and there was a sefer also. So you're allowed to be matzil everything. Lehechon matzilin oisan lemavo yishein lemefulish memseira oimer af lemefulish. The Ramban tells us of the Mishnah that what is the chiddush afal pi sheyesh b'seichan mois. So Poshet Hiloim Shatad, it's a Chiddush in Tiltul Mukze. Frag the Ramban, what's the Chiddush? L'chayre, we had a Palkola Shal Peiris, and there's an Evan inside, so you're allowed to be metaltul the Kalkola. It's a Bosis L'dover also L'dover Muta. So the Ramban says, here the Chiddush is that even though in value could be the Mois is worth more and more Choshuv than the Sefer, Afal Pikein, Matzilin Tika Sefer, Ma Sefer, Afal Pishyesh Besoichan Mois. That's one Peretz. Then the second Peretz, the Ramban says that Bemison, the Chiddush of Mois is not in the Heter Tiltu, or the Chiddush of Mois is in the Heter Eitzot. He says, we have a heter itzo leichem atzilu noisa, lomo v'yishenim a foolish. Whatever this can mean, al kaponim, there's a heter itzo over here. So the Mishnah is telling us, not only were they matter itzo for the sefer, with the tika sefer, they were also matter itzo for the mois shebesoy chatik. So that is the chiddush of mois. The chiddush of mois is in the itzo. Tanu rabon. Albo also shechaliyos b'shabbos mafshitines ha-pesach ad ha-choze divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yechonim ben Broike. Let us see Rashi. Maschil meiraglo v'achroinim ad ha-choze. When he starts being mafshit to the kolben, so he's mafshit the oir till the choze, sheyuchal lohitzi emurim, that he should be able to take out the emurim and be makter the emurim. Shehekter chalov of doichin Shabbos, because the hekter of the emurim of a korban pesach is doichin Shabbos. The Gemara says even though you could be makter it meitzoi Shabbos, aber chaviv mitzvah b'shaito, so memele you makter it boi bayon. Aber according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechonim ben Broike, v'su loy mafshit midi. To be mafshit more than that, further than the choze, you're not mafshit. Ad ulte the tzeirich had you to. This is already a tzeirich had you. This is already the tzeirich gevoya was accomplished if you're mafshit till the choze. Weiter, to remove the rest of the oil, this is a tzeirich had you. A tzeirich had you to want mafshit. Bachachomim oimrim mafshitin as kulay. Bachachomim hold that you could be mafshit the whole kol. Zuk the Gemara zay. Bishloimel Rabbi Yishmoel b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. We understand what he holds. The hoi savid lay tzayrich gevoya. That till the choze, so there's the tachlis, this is a tzayrich gevoya. You have to make a haktor on the murim. Some emele, so you're permitted to be mafshit till the chose. Elo rabono on my time. How could you do more than that? What is the heter to do more on Shabbos? It's not a tzeirich gevoya. Omar rabbe bar bachonam rabbi yochanan di omar kro koil poal Hashem lemaneyu. That everything the Rabbi Shalom did, lichvoidoi. Vahocho mai lemaneyu. Where is there here lemaneyu? Maile maneyu ike, Rav Yosef omar shelo yasriach, Rova omar shelo yekotshe shamayim butolim kenevelim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi lemaneyu lechvoidoi, that this is mutter, this is a kvoid shamayim. Shelo yasriach, shehoir mechamamoyum asricha. That means if the oil will remain on the korban ahead of Pesach the whole time, you won't be mesa the oil, so the basa will get spoiled. The ein ze kvoidoi, das felt in kvoid shamayim, liyois pras oichlei shulchanai migul. The oichlei korban Pesach is mishulchan gavoya kazochel. So they're ending up eating something that was nisra. So mel das felten kvayt shamayim. Rava omar shaloi ye kotshe shamayim mutolim kinevela. Stamazay to leave the behemoth that's on the ground, in the skin, it's a bezayin of kotshe shamayim. This is lamanei, this is kvayt shamayim. Mai benayu, ike benayu demonach apsoira de dahave, inami, inami yoyme de istene. Let us see Rashi. Apsoira de dahave, if you'll put them on a golden table, she'ene mutl be bizoyin. So that already, so say, even though the korban was not skinned, but it's not mutl be bizoyin. Aval shema yasriach, chayish Rav Yosef. But also, besondere tam, according to Rav Yosef. The rova loy chayish adult, since it's only a short while, it's only till the evening, so mamele, it's only a few hours, so mamele wasn't chayish of shema yasriach. Yoyme de istene, or the other way around, will be yoyme de istene. Ruach tzfoynis, if the ruach tzfoynis will be blowing them. So what is the maila of ruach tzfoynis? Shehi beinenis. This is a psapar beruach. Loy chama v'loy tzina. Kedamrinin v'yivomis peperi ka'oru. So if you have a wind blowing, it's not a cold wind, not a hot wind, that will ensure that the korban won't be nisra. Ve'ezei ruach hamasrachas, ruach mizrochis b'shas hachoyim. Ruach mizrochis, that could be mekalpik. Kedamrinin begitten, afilu shichva zera shebimei isha masrachas boi. Tersiv yovoi kodim ruach Hashem mimidbar oilo. So according to Rashi, Yoimed the Istana means Ruach Tzfoinis. Yesh mefoshim Yoimed the Istana Ruach the Roimis. Shehi Tzainenes. That's when it's Mutter. The Ruach the Roimis is Tzainenes. So Memele, that's when it's Mutter. Fakert, Ruach Tzfoinis, which is Loikar V'Loicham, then it's not Mutter. So Rashi says, Emes, She Ruach the Roimis Tzainenes. Aval istane al kochach tzvaynesi, v'noiche, k'doma ba'alme. Istane does not mean tzaynenes, it means noiche. Because the Gemara says, tzriche shmaite tzilusse, ki yoyme de istane. So yoyme de istane is verkehrt, when it's a parva wind, it's not too cold, it's not too warm. Number one, so mamela, so it can't be the ruach dreimis is the ruach dreimis is a cold wind. It's not good to learn the tzricha shmaita tzilusa. You don't have tzilusa when a cold wind is blowing. So al kochach yaimed istnes pshat a ruach tzvaynis. The number two, the ruach dreimis iba loshen arami yaimed deshuter. The Yaivitz is Moirer, he says he doesn't know. He says by them in Ashkenaz, the Ruach Dreimis is Scham and the Ruach Tzvoinis is Kar. Rashi has different Cheshbainis, and Salfas says maybe it was different, he doesn't understand it. Rashi says the Ruach Dreimis is Kar and the Ruach Tzvoinis is Al Kaponim, a mild wind. Zog the Gemara weiter. But Rabbi Yishmoel, Benois Rav Yechanan Babroike, Hai Poyel Hashem Lamaneyu, my Ovid Lay. Okay, the Mephoshim say this, the whole thing was an Asmachte, about Kaponim, what does he do with the Kol Poyel Hashem Lamaneyu? Shelo Yaitzi Esay Murim Koidem Avshot Esoyel. My time, Befaket, that you should take out the Emur, first you have to be Mavshot to Oyel till the Chose, and then you take out the Emur. My time, this is the Kvayt Shemayim. Amar Ravune, Berei de Rav Noson, Mishum Nimen. Zot the Gemore, Koidem Avshot Es Oyer, Ad Hechose. My time, Oyer Le Imurim, Maika Ovid, Bishum nimin shal tzema anidvokim beimu.